Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. We're thoroughly enjoying that, but we can't get everything into those lessons, and so these podcasts are giving a bit more detail and information on the verses as we go along. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses 10 and 11. They read, "That is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest." These verses are very sobering. Here is a reflection based on Psalm 95 of what happened during the Exodus. They have escaped the clutches of Pharaoh. They have been through the Red Sea that destroyed Pharaoh's army. They have seen the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. They have known God's presence in the tabernacle. They have seen him provide them with manna and quail and water from a rock. They have seen great miracles. They have themselves been, in a sense, transformed. They've gone from being a bunch of slaves to being a nation. They have a promise of a promised land. They are led by God's servant, his man who has been accredited to them by miracles. They have a priesthood able to represent them to this great and holy God. And yet, despite all that, and the covenant and the laws by which they've been given, by which they can please God and be with him, and he can be their God and protect them and be with them, despite all of that, when it comes to the next step of faith, that should have been easy, should have been natural, should have been just a simple operation of trust in this great God. When it came to that next step, to go into the promised land, to listen to the spies who said that, yes, it's a good land, let us go, those two spies were not listened to, and instead the doubtful, fearful ten were listened to, and their hearts sank. Indeed, as it says here, their hearts went astray. He says, they have not known my ways. They knew him in some ways, and yet they refused to follow him all the way by faith, and therefore they really didn't know him. They stopped in their growth. They stopped in their maturing. And this writer now wants these people he's writing to now to not make the same mistake, especially now that someone greater than Moses is here. It is Jesus, and he has a better promise for them, a new covenant. And God was angry. The word angry means indignant and grieved. God's anger is not like ours. Ours has some similarity with his, but it's important to get it the right way around. His anger is not like he's personally wounded, but it's a result of his holiness and his love. That's what's going on here. In Numbers 14, the Lord replied about this rebellion, "I have forgiven them, as you asked," talking to Moses. "Nevertheless, as surely as I live and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it." Now, we're not talking about there about just a little bit of doubt, but contempt. But because, verse 24, "my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it." And indeed, we know that they did. God is declaring that they will not go into the promised land. They will not inherit what has been promised. The implication is that if that whole generation did not make it, then this current generation that the writer is writing to could pass away and will need to wait for the next generation to take the kingdom forward. We must ourselves heed this warning for our generation, that we listen to God's word, that we listen to his urgings, that we live by faith. Otherwise, our generation may have to die and pass away for a new generation to raise up that will truly have the faith that God expects of those who follow him. Let us be the generation that are faithful, not the generation that are going astray. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 12. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you can find us in iTunes under podcasts. Look for MCCX and you should find us. And if you have time, if you could give us a review and some stars, I'd be very grateful. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day. God bless.